The rich and sonorous tones of the Blind Boys of Alabama there. For the last couple of days on this programme, we've been playing you a selection of entries into our competition in conjunction with Walton's New School of Music to find a choir to support the Blind Boys when they appear in the National Concert Hall on the 21st of May. We're going to announce the finalists in our competition very shortly, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Aideen Walton to help me do that. Good afternoon, Aideen.
Good afternoon, Marty. Lovely to be here.
Lovely to be here indeed with you. And I was just saying there during the break that you always seem to be on when I'm on. What's going on here?
And vice versa.
In terms of what we're talking about, this is a huge opportunity, isn't it, for Irish choirs?
It's tremendous. It's tremendous. It's the third time we've done this. We've run a competition for a gospel choir to perform as a support act for a gospel performer that we brought over. And the first one was the Blind Boys of Alabama in 2011. And the Discovery Gospel Choir performed then and have gone from strength to strength after it. And then in 2012 with Mavis Staples, we had Tig Lynn, again, another amazing choir, world fusion group, but gospel at its core. So this year we're very excited. We've got some very interesting entries. And
what is it, Aideen, about gospel choirs? Because I know so many of them now around the country. I know there are several. I know we're going to talk about a few that have been selected. And I mentioned several during this week. Mm-hmm. But I also know others around the country. There's ones in Shannon and Ennis and Tullamore. Mm-hmm. Gospel choirs are they're in.
They are really in. And they seem to attract... they attract both the solo singer and the choir singer, but they have something. There's something about gospel which is a sort of a combination of gutsy, soulful, rhythmic sound that just seems to attract people. And at the same time, it has to be a really disciplined group.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
Because you can't, everybody can't be soloists. You know, so it's quite a difficult trick to pull off.
Yeah, not easy. A lot of work involved. But this is a fabulous opportunity. The competition was open to all choirs in Ireland and was intended to give one outstanding group the unique opportunity to open for gospel legends, the Blind Boys of Alabama, at the National Concert Hall on Wednesday, the 21st of May, as well as perform live on The Mooney Show. The overall winner will be playing a 40-minute set to support the Blind Boys. That's a pretty long set and very challenging.
It's a tall order.
It's a tall order. So plenty of time to show off what they're made of and what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So how many entries did we get, Aideen? Give me the details. And what was the standard like?
We had 12, 13 entries, and the standard was amazing. It was really fantastic. There were... from all over the country. And really, we had a very, very tough time pulling out the three top choirs.
And what criteria did you use then to select the finalists?
The judges, John Martirosian, who's director of Walton's New School of Music, myself, and Anna Leddy, your producer, who very kindly rode in on it.
Well, she knows her music, I have to say.
She knows her music. We were basically looking for three main things, which was, first of all, a combination of a dynamic group singing and with a strong solo singer. So you had that sort of gutsy, rhythmic, soulful sound coming through, which is the hallmark of gospel. The second criteria was actually the groups had to suggest a set list for their 40-minute programme. And it was important to have a good range of material with varying pace and tone. And the third was that the group could hold its own alongside the Blind Boys of Alabama, one of the oldest gospel choirs still in existence. And they had to perform in front of a very discerning audience who are gospel music lovers.
Absolutely.
So... you know, it was a tall order to fill, and we think we found, you know, three finalists who I think would fit the bill.
So the bar was set very high, to be fair.
It's a very tall order.
Absolutely. So we have three finalists. Who is our first finalist?
Our first is Maynooth Gospel Choir. And Maynooth Gospel Choir was founded in 2007 out of NUI Maynooth. And they are an extremely experienced gospel choir now. Oh, for given their short time around, they've done a lot, including singing with Jack L, performed, and have recorded with him.
With Jack L.
But they are, you know, effectively they're semi-professional, but they also perform for charity, etc., etc. And they're a very busy group. They're have a great sound, great solos, have that again, that hallmark of what we were looking for.
Well, congratulations to the Maynooth Gospel Choir. Your CV is very impressive, certainly with the way Aideen described it there. So what do the Maynooth Gospel Choir sound like? Here they are.
Told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow. I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. 'Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Sing it if you know, come on.
Yes, Maynooth Gospel Choir, you're through to the final. And don't they sound good? Absolutely. Well, congratulations to all of them. And Owen Doyle is on the phone for Maynooth Gospel Choir. Good afternoon, Owen.
Hi, Marty. Hi, Aideen. How's it going?
Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks a million. We're absolutely thrilled.
It's quite an achievement. How do you feel?
Oh, absolutely over the moon. Really, really delighted. We're just like, you know, just to be even with a chance, you know, it's just brilliant, you know.
And who's involved, Owen? Because Aideen mentioned there are semi-professionals, lots of volunteers, but give me the exact mix.
Oh, mixed. Well, we're really, there's kind of people from kind of about 18 up to in their 50s. So we're just a real mix of people that just really love gospel music and love singing together. And I think what Aideen was saying earlier, like that we have just a really good mix of people who love singing as a choir, but also love to be soloists as well. So it's just a really bright mix of people who just really love singing is the bottom line, you know. So
well, judging by what I heard there, you sound very good. So you're in the final, so there'll be huge excitement, I'm sure, amongst the members over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've rehearsal tonight, so that'll be a great piece of news to be sharing tonight and talking about.
Oh, well, there'll be great singing then in Maynooth, that's for sure.
There will.
I might call in later on, you never know, Owen.
Do, sure. You're always welcome, Marty.
Thank you very much. Well, congratulations.
That's
congratulations,
Owen.
From Maynooth.
Thanks a million.
That's Owen Doyle from Maynooth Gospel Choir. Who's our second finalist, Aideen?
Our second finalist is Gardiner Street Gospel Choir.
Yeah, Gardiner Street Gospel Choir, right.
And they are a 40-strong group with six member band. They're the oldest of the choirs in that they were formed in 2000.
And they're 14 years in existence.
14 years in existence. And they're one of Ireland's most renowned gospel choirs. They actually, probably of all the choirs, they perform every Sunday in St. Francis Xavier's church. Yeah.
Oh, that would be lovely.
So, you know, they're definitely putting it into practice and they're, you know, have this huge sound, dynamic performers and, you know, they're definitely a qualifier. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Gardiner Street Gospel Choir. And they've been in existence since 2000, 14 years, and they've been singing at the church
St. Francis Xavier
every Sunday. So let's hear, just for a moment, what the Gardiner Street Gospel Choir sound like.
You got it.
Yeah, the Gardner Street Gospel Choir. I think I might be heading to St. Francis Xavier and
too.
Church when you hear that sort of music.
Yeah.
Great news, Gardner Street Gospel Choir are in the final. Hello, Kevin Kelly from Gardner Street Gospel Choir.
Hello, how are you doing? How's things? That's fantastic news.
Good. Well, congratulations, Kevin. I can hear the excitement in your voice. Tell me a little bit about Gardner Street Gospel Choir.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been running since 2000. The plan was actually, I was the organist in the church there, and I knew the Father Evan Grace in the church. And we felt there was a lot of grey-haired people with them. There's no problem with that. But we looked for a way to get young people back to church. And we thought this idea of a gospel choir. So kind of took off from there. We started off with 12 members. And by September, then, we had a waiting list. So it seemed to really take off the idea of gospel choirs.
So how many members have you got now?
Well, we have 40, and we've had to limit it at that. But we've over 100 people on a waiting list. And unfortunately, we started off, we were kind of rounding people up on the streets. But at this stage now, we have to audition, which I hate having to do auditions, but it's a necessary evil, unfortunately.
Kevin Kelly, congratulations. I think I might see you in St. Francis Xavier's Church because I love gospel choir music. Well done, Kevin, and enjoy the next couple
much.
Of weeks.
Half well seven done, every
Kevin.
Sunday.
Half seven. Okay, thanks for that, Kevin. I'll see you at half seven. Aideen, who's our third finalist?
Our third finalist is the African Gospel Choir Dublin, known as AGC, made up of 20 plus singers, originally from West Africa, all of them. And their music blends elements of African gospel, Negro spirituals and American popular music. We see the roots of gospel in a lot of their singing. They're terrific.
Well, I had the pleasure of being indeed in South Africa, and there's something special about the African Gospel Choir.
Bow, 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 tell you that it's bow, easy bow, bow, to bow, hate your bow, enemies. Bow, and it's just as bow, easy bow, to bow, love bow, your friends and tell me bow, you will have to bow, love bow, 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 bow,
I knew they'd sound good. That's the African Gospel Choir. We were trying to contact some member of that choir, but unfortunately we just couldn't. But congratulations to the African Gospel Choir. Very briefly, Aideen, what happens next?
Next, the three finalist entries would be sent directly to the Blind Boys of Alabama, who'll choose one finalist and who will perform them with support the Blind Boys in the National Concert Hall. The winning group will be announced on the Mooney Show on Thursday, May 1st. And on May 21st, they'll perform a 40-minute set with Blind Boys of Alabama.
It sounds wonderful, and I will be tuning in to Derek and the crew here on the Thursday, the 1st of May, and the Gospel Choir competition. Aideen Walton, thank you very much indeed.